Israel is pressing ahead with its deadly military campaign against the Gaza Strip. At least 11 Palestinians have lost their lives in fresh airstrikes on the coastal territory. The raids, which targeted an area in Gaza City, have also injured a number of other Gazans. An earlier strike on Rafah crossing in southern Gaza wounded several other Gazans. Meanwhile, Hamas's military wing, the Qassam Brigades, captured an Israeli drone in Shujaiya district. Over 2,130 Palestinians have been killed since Tel Aviv launched its onslaught on Gaza. Nearly 570 of them are children, and nearly 11,000 others have been injured. Palestinian officials say that the coastal enclave is suffering from a serious shortage of medical supplies. Our correspondent Hishamana joins us from the Gaza Strip to update us on the situation there on the ground. Hishamana, when we're looking at the spate of attacks from Israel, do you see that being much less than what it was before? And tell us a little bit more about what areas they are targeting and what indeed they are targeting. The latest reports indicate that a rather famous mosque in the Gaza Strip, I believe, has been the target of the Israeli airstrike.
Yes, indeed. Israel has been targeting since the collapse of the last truce last Tuesday, has been targeting multiple locations. I'm talking about houses, residential towers, mosques, empty squares, farmlands. Everything in Gaza Strip is now under attack as the Israeli war machines is not just targeting the buildings or the farms, it's also targeting the civilians deliberately. Yesterday, last night, close to Shifa Hospital, the latest attack happened is that Israeli drones fired missiles against a group of civilians standing in the street, which are very close to one of the schools that inhabit refugees fled from the crisis areas either in the north or the east of Gaza Strip, in Shijaiya or in Beit Hanun. The result of that attack is that two civilians were killed immediately, and at least 10 casualties resulted from that incident. This is a small example of the nature of attacking that Israel has been pursuing since it has named its operation against the civilians in Gaza Strip, and not just targeting the resistance or the missiles or the mortar shells or even the tunnels. Israel is rather targeting the will of the Palestinian people to keep struggling for their freedom in Gaza Strip, as well as the aggression practiced against them in the West Bank in different shapes. Now I'm standing behind this tower, which was destroyed last Saturday. A 12-story building inhabits more than 45 families. Now they are all displaced. Some of the families also who fled from Khuza'a to the south of Gaza Strip in Khan Yunus took refuge in these houses and apartments close to their families. As you can see also, the surrounding buildings over there have been damaged severely, as most of the windows and the balconies, which are close to that location, have been damaged. The people inside there could be, any of them could be killed. Any child inside there could suffer from any shrapnel coming out from the rubble as this building was collapsing. This is the same situation for all the locations that are being targeted. On the premises of at least 600 meters, all the houses inside that premises have been damaged only due to that only one attack. So Israel is not just targeting the civilians or their buildings or houses or farms, it's also targeting the...
No, it looks like we may have lost Hisham Mana there. Anyways, get an idea about what's going on the ground there for an analytical perspective. Let's bring in Vanessa Bailey. She's the director of the Wall Will Fall campaign, and she joins us from Paris. Mr. Billy, it's hard to imagine that after the truce talks failed that another 200-plus Palestinians have been killed, a grand total at this point over 2,100. And yet, when you have a four-year-old Israeli child that was killed, that made headlines, and that's a big deal. And I have to, again, highlight this because it really shows the life of a Palestinian versus that of an Israeli obviously is much less. And on top of that, hard to believe that Israel is actually conducting airstrikes in the Gaza Strip in the form and fashion that it is. Why is the international community not reacting to this, Vanessa Bailey?
That's a very good question. I just posted a story about a couple of hours ago about a tiny baby that was pulled out from underneath his mother's body, and he was still breastfeeding at the time. These stories are not one-offs, as the story is with the Israeli child, may his soul rest in peace. We're not going to condone or accept the death of any child in this conflict. But it is true that the international community appears to be simply shrugging its shoulders or saying that this violence must stop, but actually doing nothing to stem the river of blood that is continuously flowing through Gaza streets.
And when we want to take a look at the resumption of truce talks, the latest being that Hamas and the Palestinian factions have agreed to start talks. If the border crossings were to be opened, just so they can get some aid, they're waiting for Israel's response. You would think that there'd be some pressure on Israel to at least allow that to happen and have some relief for the Gazans.
Listen, the ceasefires, in my opinion and in the opinion of the majority of the people in Gaza that I speak to on a daily basis, are becoming a joke. They're not only a joke, they're another form of psychological torment for these people. Because every time there is a rumor, as there was last night in the midst of all the bombing, of an imminent ceasefire, people cling on to this thread of hope in the midst of all the carnage. And then, of course, it falls flat on its face again. The terms of the ceasefire that I understand it at the moment are to open the Rafah border in particular to allow humanitarian aid in. Now, let's just clarify here. Egypt, throughout this conflict, of the 10,500 plus wounded, has allowed out 233. Of those 233, only six, as far as I'm aware from reports yesterday, have made it to Cairo for treatment. The remainder are being held in El Arish Hospital and are being mistreated and neglected to the point where one man has got in touch with his family in Gaza and begged to be allowed home to die with dignity. This is the humanitarian truce that we're talking about. This is the level of humanitarian aid that we're talking about from Egypt. So I can understand the frustration, the rage, and the sheer ridicule that is being poured upon any sort of political discussion by the people of Gaza.
Thank you very much for that. Vanessa Billy, Director of the Wall Will Fall campaign from Paris.